Blog Talk Radio. Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
Spirit of God, let us pray. Father, we love you and thank you so much for blessing us with another beautiful day. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for healing us as we all go through what we go through. And we're so blessed that we have you as a Savior. We're so blessed that we have you as our Heavenly Father to look after us. Thank you for doing all that you do. We love you so much. And we can't be more grateful than that. So, Father, we just want you to know that whatever it is that you would have us to do, we are willing to do it. Just show us how to do it, Father. Please lead us to the scriptures that guide us. Father, we love you so much. And we appreciate everything you do. In your Son's mighty name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. How are you doing? Are you good? Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful song we just heard, and what a blessing it is just to be blessed by the Spirit of God. I'm praying everybody's good. Everybody's okay? Y'all good? Y'all good? Okay. Well, I just, I'm glad you're here. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And we are doing our best to be our best here on this Sunday. I am very sick. I didn't even go to church today. Did not play drums. I had to cancel at the last minute because I knew it was going to be critical. And I don't want to get anybody sick. But it would be critical just to tell them at the last minute I can't do it. So I called them early yesterday and said I can't do it and gave them time to reschedule, and so they did. And so church happened already, so I pray it went well. And thank you, Jack, for sitting in for me and doing your part. Love you, brother, as one of my students. And so God is good all the time. All the time he is good. So I'm not going to talk too much because I can feel my voice is getting scratchy. But I do want to make sure that we give ourselves these moments of time to just come together and think about who our Heavenly Father is and how beautiful he is, and that we need to be, you know, have gratitude, and we need to be grateful and appreciative and do our best to be our best throughout this beautiful week that we have coming. So we just ask God to bless us in it. And also I want to give a shout out to my buddy Greg, as he's going to be traveling over to the United States after we just had this terrible weather. So he may get redirected in his path, but nevertheless, he's going to be good. And so Greg, we'll see you in Houston in a few days, and then you can just go right, you know, past us and keep on going to Arizona, wherever you're going to go, and stay low and stay blessed, my brother. When I say stay low, I mean stay low in terms of the United States, because the northern part of the United States is a mess. Oh my God. It is freezing, ice cold, and raining and snowing, and it doesn't seem to know, you know, when to stop. So, and you're in the midst of the winter. So there you go, man. So be blessed, Greg, and have a great time. All right, guys. So this is Wardell Potts-Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We're going to get going here, and we're going to have a good time on Solar Records Radio. God bless you, and thank you again. Whew, praise you, God.
good to us. You brought us from a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Oh,
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Aretha Franklin putting it down, showing us what it's all about. And that's such a beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song. You know, I got to tell you, my mom used to sing that song for us all the time. All the time in church, my dad's church. And so we didn't even think about the fact that that's mom singing. No, it was just mom singing. And so, but we were kind of like, I remember sitting in church and my mom started singing. And she says something. She's like, Reverend Potts, this is for you. I want you to know this. And she was just singing to the Lord, but she was singing to my dad too, that no matter what, she loves him. No matter what they go through, she loves him. And I know that that can be very difficult for a lot of us. No matter what we go through, we love it. Like when people come to you and they say to you, like, so if you could change your life and have a different life, what would it be? Well, that can't happen. That's virtually impossible. So I don't want to dwell in the place where it's impossible. Why am I going to imagine that? But what I can tell you is that what I have been through, there's been some difficult times and there's been some wonderful times. My life has been a roller coaster ride. But at the end of the day, I'm grateful for the roller coaster ride because I learned some things in the bad stuff and I learned some great things in the good stuff. I realized who loved me in the bad stuff. Despite, you know, me being bad and doing the wrong things and causing all kind of harm to the family, my mom and dad was always there for me. And my sisters, they loved me despite my badness, right? And so that's always a beautiful thing to recognize. And I did some silly stuff as a kid, not as bad as some, but not as good as some. And so we just have to remember that we go through life with lessons, plenty of lessons, and God is teaching us, and as we go, we learn. And hopefully we learn to not do what we did before because it causes so much problems. You know, I remember being attacked, and I don't have to be here today. They could have taken me out right then and there, but they didn't for a reason. Whatever that reason is, I'm going to blame it on God. I'm going to say, God, thank you for protecting me in the storm and keeping me. I don't know what it is. All I know is that I was attacked by a grown man that was just out of control and crazy. And that man ended up in the hospital almost dying because of it, because I was able to defend myself. And I didn't want to hurt him. I wanted to go to the hospital and see him and ask him, why did you attack me? I'm a grown man. And you play with my children. Like, why would you let another person tell you what to do? And now look at you. You're in the hospital about to die. You know, and I don't understand people that allow that kind of stuff to happen to them. They let other people mislead them and guide them and have them do wrong things. You know it's wrong, but you're going to do it anyway. I just pray for people like that that just say, hey, I'm not going to do that. And if that's what you need me to do, I'm going to leave. And be strong enough, man enough, woman enough to just say, I'm done. I can't do this. This is not right. And so I just pray that happens, that we are wise enough to be able to recognize when the darkness is coming towards us, that we can turn our back to it, that we can say, I'm not going to do that. You know, when we're younger, you know, we're just kind of, really, what is that? We don't know. So as a young man, I was curious, like, what? What's that? And, you know, and I tried to smoke marijuana. Ooh, boy, that stuff got me all messed up. I thought my dad's gas station was going to blow up. I was so paranoid after trying to do that, you know. And I started trying to drink because everybody, all the older guys were drinking at my dad's gas station. And I tried to drink too, you know. But I had a different mission. I was a musician, but I didn't take it real serious until I met a friend by the name of Cornell Rochester, who lived around the corner from me, who really, really came into his own. And he was very, 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 very disciplined when it came down to practicing. And he was focused. And I'm like, you are so young. How do you focus like this? And so I started taking his ways. I just was like, well, I think I was thinking, I don't want you to outdo me. I think that's what I was thinking, because we lived in the same neighborhood. And I was like, I can't let you outdo me. And so this competition thing just kicked in. And, you know, I'm an athlete too, so I've always been into competition. And so this was a healthy competition, and it caused me to focus on my instrument. And what a blessing, what a blessing it is to be able to focus at such a young age. I think we were only in the eighth grade, and I started focusing on just being the best drummer that there was in Philadelphia, because Philadelphia was my whole world. It was everything, and I wanted to be the best drummer, just like Cornell was going to be the best drummer. And Cornell is amazing, I got to tell you that. And so I would start practicing with him, and I just kind of let all the other stuff go that was really bad for me, things that I was curious about as a kid, but it really wasn't good for me. And I started focusing on my musicianship, and it just started changing my whole life and everything. Then I went and bought a drum set. My dad bought me a drum set, and it was an amazing drum set. Thank you, Father. I love you. And so I just really, really got so consumed that before I could even graduate from college, I had an audition with Solar Records and made the audition and became the drummer for Solar Records in the city of Los Angeles. And I had to leave Philadelphia, which was on the complete opposite side of the country, 3,000 miles away. Excuse me. And I went to Los Angeles, and I ended up living there for 40-something years. So we all have a purpose. We all have a goal, but we have to know when it comes. We have to know when enough's enough. Enough of the challenging things of being a young man and things coming at us, and you're curious, and you know, oh, I want to know what that's about. You know, we get our turn, and God bless us to get through it, because sometimes we don't make it through it. I have lost friends that tried drugs and they died. And so I'm very grateful that God put Cornell Rochester in my life. And Cornell Rochester wasn't the nicest guy at first. He was trying to be a gangster. He tried to take my money from me when I was a kid. And so it's just really strange that he ended up being my inspiration and the one that really blessed me as I was going through what I was going through. And so, but life is good. God is good. And we're going to have those moments when it's bad. But without the bad, you won't know what the good is. You got to have the bad so you understand the good, and you got to have the good so you understand the bad. It's just they go together, and it's real unfortunate, and it makes you sad sometimes. But God, you're so good, and thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us and bringing us back. Oh, you're so good. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Many blessings to all you guys, and we just pray that you are good and that you have a blessed weekend. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Oh man, I see you in everything, God. And you know, it's so important that you recognize that, because you know what Toby Mac was saying, you know, it's like, you know, I see you in the good and the bad and the ugly, you know, it's always something. But God is teaching us constantly. He's constantly dwelling us, and sometimes he'll let us be in a bad situation so that we recognize that we do need him. And so, you know, just trust that everything is going to be okay, because you see him in everything. Just make sure you leave your eyes open, okay? Open the eyes to your heart so you can be blessed in the storm. He loves you. Oh, God is so good. Anyway, you guys have a beautiful and wonderful weekend. rest of your weekend, and have a great week is what I meant. And we'll see you next week on Solar Records Radio. Y'all stay good. Safe travels, Greg. God bless all you guys. We love you very, very much here at Solar Records Radio. Y'all take care of yourselves, okay? And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.